CITR_artsreport, or you can just go to CITR.ca and you can follow the links to Twitter. You can follow the subscribe to our podcast, and you can links to all the features that we had on the show today. I have to throw out thank yous to Nick Panu, Sarah Lapsley, and a huge, enormous thank you to Anna Garza, who, without which I absolutely could not have made this week's program. I would have exploded like a plane crash into 1,000 minute pieces, and the fact that that has not happened is entirely credited to her. So thank you, Anna. That is all. Hasta luego.
Hi, my name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
It is Wednesday, and the time is 6 p.m., and you are listening to the next episode of The Discorder Show. I am your host, Ryan, and I will be with you for the rest of the evening. Unfortunately, my co-host Spencer is not here for the... I think it's for the entire week. He's gone away on vacation for the week here at UBC. Therefore, it's very unsad and unfortunate that he won't be here, and I'll have to be here and look at his empty chair. Therefore, in order to fight back the tears and, you know, just... bring back the happy times, I think I'm going to start off the show with a beautiful song by Tequila Mockingbird called Granada Part 2. Enjoy.
Me fue, no sé por qué, no me pregunté por qué te dejé, no quise quitar tu olor de mi piel, si quise gritar al dolor de estar en piel. Me cortaste tan profundamente con tus ojos. Me mataste tan fácilmente con tu cuerpo. Cuando decimos amor, tuve la cara triste al mirarme, pero no pude controlarme. Cuando te miré en la cara, se me salía una tristeza tan dulce. Sentía una pena tan alegre y llena de amor. Como el placer de tu presencia se convertía en dolor. Como el placer de tu presencia se convertía en dolor.
sentía una pena tan alegre y llena de amor. Como el placer de tu presencia se convertía en dolor. Como el placer de tu presencia se convertía en dolor.
You just listened to the song Granada Part 2 by the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. They're from Victoria. And I saw them once 3 years ago at a house party over there, and they rocked the show. Just imagine like 60 people crammed into a basement suite. There was a lot of sweat, a lot of drunkenness, a lot of jumping up and down. But man, was it a good show! They had that, you know, that stage charisma. You go to a lot of bands, you see a lot of shows where the DJ or the performer goes on stage, presses a button, or just does their thing, releases the music, and comes back. But others, They have this sort of like, you can't stop staring at the stage. Like, you want to stare and you want to dance at the same time. All right, I can't express my feelings as good as I can show them. You try checking them out, and then you might be able to understand what I'm actually talking about. You can't probably find them at a house party anymore because they seem to be getting pretty big. I just checked out their website, and they're currently touring somewhere in America. They're pretty busy with their next album, which is their third album, coming out in the spring of this year. Totally looking forward to that. I'm personally a big fan of Grassroots Funk Spa. Or Grassroots Funk Spa, that's what they say on their website. I didn't make that up. If it was up to me, I would just call it world music. You find a lot of bands that have trouble naming what kind of genres they play nowadays because you have such a variety of stuff within the same thing that you can't really pinpoint it anymore. With like our modern day generation is just so much influenced by different media, different visuals, different audio signals that we just are bombarded with them on a daily basis. Like, compare our generation with our parents or even our grandparents, uncomparable. And like the amount of knowledge and information we know as a 5-year-old is way higher now than it was, you know, like even 10 years ago, like 20 years ago, 15, you know. It just makes a world of a difference. With the internet, we have that digital revolution, and our current generation is the next outcome of what the internet gave to us. Like, just incredible source of information. Like, we are inspired by many, many different things. Like, I can't even express it that well. Therefore, okay, I'll calm down now. Therefore, I believe with the term world music, when you can't really define what type of genre you are, calling it world music meaning you're influenced by a variety of different genres, and it could be anything, because you know what, Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra, you can be anything, and you're going to be everything that you want to be. I have total faith in you. However, I got to carry on with the show and tell you about all the other good things that I have planned for you today, including a list of concert updates, which I know you all want to hear, but you have to wait, because I have to tell you that at the end of the show. I'm going to play some Decemberists, whom I recently am getting into. I'm not the biggest country fan, but you know what? I'm liking these guys. I saw these guys where they headlined the Live at Squamish Festival last September, and they put on a good show. I enjoyed them. They play different tunes, including one from the Airplane Trio, who is also another band that I recently got into. Airplane Trio is an experimental jazz noise band. Okay, maybe you can't call this one world music because this is really experimental jazz, and it's not your typical thing that the typical kind of music that I play on the radio show, but it is within Discorder means to play any good music that comes out of Vancouver, which is a hell of a lot. So how about you check out this one called Rock Paper by the Airplane Trio, and I'll get back to you with more good times.
Thank you.
Wow, what better way to follow up on an experimental jazz song with a country song? This is The Decemberists with Don't Care at All from their new album, The King is Dead.
Here we come to a turning of the season. Witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason becomes a burden born of all in one. And nobody, nobody knows. Let the earth fall from our shoulders.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
A slept outside in the summer and watched the dew settle on the grass. I went straight into town, but at the same speed came right back to my home, to my home, to my home, home, home. To wait for my wild love to find me. I got bruised by the autumn, like all the fruit left lying in the grass. I walked all around these hills, but at the speed of breaking glass. I went back home, I went back home, I went back home. To wait for my wildlife to find me. To wait for my wildlife to find me. All the shit laying under the snow. I talked to the birds and the trees, and they told me I should never go. I'd stay back home, stay right home. So I stayed home. To wait for my wild love to find me. I would stay back home, stay back home, stay back home. To wait for my wild love. To wait for my wild love to find me.
The song you just heard was called Wild Folk by Jim Bryson and the Weakerthans. If you enjoyed listening to that tune, then I highly suggest you check them out in concert. They're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on the 26th of February. Tickets are only $17.50 in advance if you buy it at Red Cat or Zulu Records, which is highly recommended by me, as opposed to paying $20 or even $25 at the Biltmore door. You don't want to do that. Speaking of upcoming shows and cool events, that takes me to the list of concerts that I have prepared for you this evening. For a full list of, I get my event listings and concert listings from the Discord magazine or from liveband.com. So if you want to check out a full list of upcoming shows and events, check out Discord at www.discorder.ca or liveband.com. But what I have selected from you especially is You Say Party. They're going to be playing next to Young Galaxy Roco Code at the Red Room on the 19th. Fortune Nightclub is host to Hip Hop Karaoke on the 21st, which is a Monday. That Wednesday, Fortune will also be host to Shaolin Soul. Hot Panda is playing next to Analog Bell Service and the Albertans at the Biltmore on the 24th, which is a show I will definitely check out. Tickets are only $10. Being a student, I know being broke sucks. Last but not least, I'm trying to get into heavy metal music lately. It's kind of a work in progress, but I'm pushing myself. I'm getting there. Therefore, I tried checking out the Swans, and they're playing next to Wooden Hand at the Rickshaw at the 25th. Ooh, and don't forget, I just found out that Jan Tiersen is playing March 4th at the Vogue Theater. Who is Jan Tiersen? He did the soundtrack for Amelie. I'm sure you all remember that one. He's an incredible violin player, guitar player, piano player, accordion player. I've seen him master 5 different instruments. You know what you should do? You should go on www.youtube.com right now and type in Jan Tiersen and just sit back and enjoy all the numerous performances that you're about to see from this man. And the second you finish those performances, I guarantee you would want to buy a ticket for his show, which is happening at the Vogue Theater March 4th. It's going to be a wicked show. It's not directly in this month's Discorder, but hey, you never know. It might be next month's. My job is to promote good music that happens in this town. And that is definitely it. However, I can't end the show with a Jan Tiersen song, because what I have planned for you is a song by the Shilohs, and it is called New Balladeer. Thank you so much for tuning in with us this evening and listening to our show. I have a great time doing this, and we will be back. Hopefully, Spencer will be with me again. We'll be back on March 2nd, same time, 6 p.m., for new upcoming shows, new upcoming events, and awesome new music. So this is New Balladeer by the Shilohs at CITR 101.9 FM. Enjoy, Vancouver.
Yeah.